Hi, this is Jim Lanning of South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, and I'm here today with Ernie Starling and Tom Shepherd and myself. We'll be talking about the resurrection, and we're focusing just on the resurrection today during this time of year. We have people that are thinking about it, and we should be thinking about it all the time, but especially this time of year, people think about it. So we want to look at what the Scripture says about it. So I'm going to stop here a moment and let Tom and Ernie introduce themselves or anything they need to say about what we're going to try.
I'm Ernie Starling, one of the elders.
I'm Tom Shepherd, the other elder.
I'll be starting in Matthew chapter 28 and looking at what it says there. In that first verse, it talks about, "Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave." It's important here to notice the women are there first and how much support they gave to Christ. They were there during the teaching times in his ministry, there at the cross. And then we find here, right after he's been buried, they're the first ones going to the grave to check to see if he's there.
Some of the notes that we have from the World Video Bible School, Jewish law pronounced women ineligible to be as witnesses. And, you know, that's not quite that way today. But we have to remember, first century is not the 21st century. And even today in our country, things are not always, women aren't always brought to the respect that they really should have.
Right. I think that's true in the church, too. I think we have to realize in the church the importance of women in the church and all the work they do and all the support they give to different things. We know women do the teaching of other women and younger women and things like that, but there's so many ways that they support things that the church wouldn't be able to manage to do as much work as they do without the support of the women and their skills.
A lot of times women has more ability to do things than men, but of course we know the Bible teaches that men is to be the head in the worship service, but women do very much work teaching younger ones, and they're so good at these things.
All right, I'll look now to verse 2. This is what the women saw here as they, and behold, a severe earthquake. So that in itself is going to bring about fear and kind of scary. Had occurred, and for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. So an earthquake has happened, and in Romans 1:4 it mentions about he raised him from the dead. Well, who's he? That's God, raised Christ from the dead. Verse 3, and his appearance was like lightning, and his garments white as snow. So what the angel looked like was quite impressive. And it's something for you to just close your eyes and try to picture what that must have been like.
Like say the Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of James and Salome, they went in to the tomb, and the young man, they called, he was in a long white robe, was a shock and amazement to them. They were quite startled by such a scene, as probably anybody else would be at that time.
You know, I might mention something about the guards, too. One place it mentions the guard, so it would have been singular, but in Matthew 27:66 is where it mentioned the one guard. But we know from the other Gospels, if you look, the Jews probably got concerned about just having one guard there, but we know that there were more than one by the other Gospels, what was said, at least the two, I think, is mentioned in one place. So that's another thing that happened. It's important what went on with the Roman guards, and we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Also, it says in Luke that the women was really surprised that Christ wasn't there. And if they were remembered, Christ even preached and told everyone the Son of Man must be delivered to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and the third day raised again. They still couldn't believe it. We're going to see it later. The apostles didn't believe it for a while.
A lot of unbelief.
Yes.
They just, more than the human mind could understand at that time. Yeah. Even today, if you really look at it, just, you know, someone coming back from the dead, you know, been dead for 3 days and then they're up walking around. Quite a strange sight.
You think about all the emotions that would be going through you, though, when you walk up to that grave. And there's an angel sitting there, and he says, looks like lightning, if you could picture that, and then in white. And the earthquake happened. You're going to be full of fear. That's mentioned a lot here about fear. You'd be full of fear, but so many other emotions would be going through your head to hear you. I think it'd be mixed emotions for them.
And then a lot of important events has happened throughout history. But Christ, and a lot of people died, but Christ, when he died, was buried in 3 days. He rose again. That's a very outstanding event in history, the most ever.
Looking at verse 4, I'll start there again. And the guards shook for fear of him. So the guards were scared as well, became like dead men. So they're just kind of frozen there. And in verse 5, it says, the angel answered and said to the women, well, this makes a lot of sense. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. Now, hopefully people were still looking for Jesus today that haven't found him yet. So that's an important phrase there. I know you're looking for Jesus. The answer was, he is not here, like Tom just said, for he has risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying. So the declaration of victory here. Christ was not kept in the tomb. He arose. The tomb was empty.
That's very important.
He was talking about the lightnings from and the earthquake. This week on the internet, they had an article where they've captured lightnings from an earthquake. And so that's kind of another scientific side of that scientific, of the earthquakes, another sign from them. You know, they do have lightnings from earthquakes.
Right. In verse 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you in Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So the women have a job here. They're to go tell the disciples. How was their glad message received? Well, we know that the other accounts of disciples did not believe. As Ernie had said earlier there, there was a lot of disbelief. Therefore, Jesus had to appear to them. The angel says, you will see him. So that's important too. This is the proof of the many people that saw Jesus that he appeared to.
Luke says in verse 11, but they after they went ahead and going to tell the apostles, it says, they did not believe the women because their words seemed to be nonsense
right.
at the time.
Yeah. So those are different opinions. You see how mixed the emotions and things were.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, before Jesus' arrest and trial, he told the disciples and everybody that was around him, in Matthew 26, verse 32, Jesus speaking, but after I am risen, again I will go before you unto Galilee. And the apostles seem to have forgotten that or didn't pay attention to it or some lapse of memory or just plain disbelief.
In Matthew verse 8, it reads, and they departed quickly from the tomb. And listen to this. With fear and great joy, and ran to report it to his disciples. So there's the emotions, fear and joy. You think about those two together. So there's probably fear, sadness, confusion, joy, all these things going on in their mind. And in Psalms 2, in verse 11, it talks about fear and trembling. So I'm sure that was going on as well. We'll look at verse 9 now. And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. So this is what it was like when they saw him and believed. Imagine the growth of their faith in Jesus. They have been appreciation of who Jesus is now. They appreciated what he had said. And they probably all these memories, like Ernie was talking about, you know, they heard it, but they just didn't seem to grasp it. But now they're able to see Jesus and they understand he's conquered death. He's arose. And that brutal death that he had to go through, the torture and all the things that had just happened, and they witnessed it. He went through that, was killed, but came back alive, proving to us that there is life after death, and he has power over death. They went to the tomb expecting to find a body, but the empty tomb was just completely redefined what they were expecting in Jesus. Now they're worshiping him. And we ought to be worshiping Christ and God today as well, and to serve him. As it mentions in Matthew 4 and verse 10, they were worshiping Jesus because he is divine.
Another thing about the when Jesus appeared to the 11, Thomas wasn't there, but the disciples touched his hands and his side, and those were healed. Most wounds take more than 3 days to heal. So that here again, miraculous healing, a lot of miracles being done here.
Yeah, what Ernie was saying, and Jesus even told him, he said, a spirit don't have flesh and blood. Touch me. See what I'm real here. He was human flesh and blood at the time.
Yeah, some think about the place that where the 11 saw him that says to the mountain, and some think maybe that there was 500 brethren that saw him at one time too, and they think that might have been around the same place. That's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 6. And also we might mention too that he appeared 11 times over a 40-day period. And that's in Acts chapter 1 and verse 3, something about the resurrection as well to keep in mind. 40 days and made 11 appearances that are mentioned in the scriptures. Again, it says here in Matthew in verse 17, and when they saw him, this is the 11 that we've been talking about, they worshiped him, but some were doubtful, still talking about some still hadn't believed, and that's what Ernie brought up about Thomas. Thomas not only had to hear about it and see Jesus, he wanted to feel the wounds and see what the things that had happened to Jesus to know that it was him. But there's something special about Thomas of what he said after he saw that. My Lord and my God. You know, a lot of times people utter that. I hear that so much on television. Someone says, my God. Well, here's Thomas, but he says it for real. He's standing and looking at his Lord and his God.
You know, Jim, a lot of times we say doubting Thomas, and he did for a while. But the other people, the ladies and the other apostles, they doubted too.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they didn't believe in it first.
Right. Yeah, many of them, it says here, were doubting. So.
And he was seen at, I think, of 500 people at one time.
Yes.
It's all true and real. It just shows we're sitting here, Jim.
Yes. No, it had just been amazing to have went to that tomb and he was gone out of there. And it just, it puts chills on you when you think about it.
And another thing I think about, there wasn't no violence there. He folded up a napkin or whatever it was and placed it by itself. And this shows you that Jesus did that and wasn't no violence, and he rose.
Yeah, I think of the meekness of Christ there, with it, that how calm he was after all that, and he folds that up, and it's laying there. That is something to remember. We're about out of time here, and we hope we've got your interest in the resurrection, so I'm going to check with Ernie and Tom here and see if there's anything else they want to add before we close. So thank you for tuning in.
The only thing I would say, if you get a few minutes, read John chapter 20. It's a very good description of what happened.
And you're welcome to come and visit the Church of Christ, New Lex, anytime. We're glad to have you.
Right, and I've been reading from Matthew 28 as well. That is a good place to read. If you want to read all four things about the resurrection, it's good to read all those. So again, thank you for listening, and do come and visit us.